It's Around the Lunch Table.
It's your boys, Jay and Z.
Let's get rowdy up in here.
So today we're drinking a truly a citrus squeeze. Do you have like a... Actually, can I ask for 100% honesty here?
Z. You always have it.
Hey, we're recording, by the way.
I know. Did I record?
Is it red on the side?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It is. I didn't see it. It was out of my prefs.
Is there something you like being called? Like, do you like to be called, like, hey, big stuff? Or, like...
No, I'm just an average, normal guy.
That's
I don't
not
like...
true. You always say that. There's something, dude. You like to be fucking tied
no,
up
you know what it is?
Something.
You have, like, this weird thing, and you just want me to also have it, so you feel...
I don't have a weird thing. What do I have?
I don't know, but I'm saying I feel it in my gut.
Yeah,
you have
GX always
weird.
Up to something.
Where does this come from?
No, I'm just saying, like...
You always think that... this is what you're saying. The same thing. You just said it in the thing we did before. Oh, if I say yes, I'm going to be chastised. You don't see me saying that. I take it like a man. I know I'm going to be chastised,
what?
And I say, you're
say
like, oh, if I say yes, I'm going to be chastised. If I say no, I'm going to be giving shit for doing that.
Well, because
you're always weighing how much shit you're going to get. When I get the same amount of shit you do, so I don't know where the...
Well, because I didn't actually think I was a bad person. But then you're going to be yeah. like,
No, but it's okay. But what you don't know is actually that was like an actual very sincere question. Because actually I had that realistic...
And I... But so I want to be able to...
And I wanted to answer it honestly.
I wanted to answer it honestly. I just didn't know what the reaction was going to be.
But...
You have to be honest. It's very rare to have a just straight up serious like question come because usually it's a
to be fair okay fair but I did state in the question I'm like mm-hmm. I actually had a very serious moment where I looked at myself and I was like God I don't think that I am.
We're gonna call this ATLT therapy sessions volume one. Z, why do you think you're not
well you're
a
dating
person?
One
I knew
you're,
that was coming.
Well you're not one but you're like a freelance. You're an apprentice to a,
yes,
to a therapist, yeah. It's but other
like,
people would think you are, but
yeah, it's kind of
I'm here to debunk the charade.
Yeah, it's kind of like you know catching yeah. something. You're around it enough.
Yeah,
you've
been set up perfectly for this too, because you were like deeper than me already.
Yeah, I know. And then you
so
add the
now you have
to
this
it, like,
this whole world is open.
Dude, I think fuck, I'm gonna grow my wings, dude.
Yeah, I'd say you already have.
Again, I just hope.
Welcome back, Slap Nation. One Let's Table episode.
We don't know
150. We just 150 and then call that one.
It's like Shrek 2.5. Wasn't that a movie?
yeah.
It's whatever this one is.
Dude.
Not like they care.
Dude. Like they said it was 150 and it's 151.
One star.
I'm not dislike.
No, dude, you know what's funny? I was watching Shrek 2. I think it was 2. I was saying, okay, and this is the genius behind DreamWorks and what they've done. What they've done with the franchise. I'm saying
you
okay.
look like you're like covering your like you're naked underneath.
Well, I want to put my elbows here. It's kind of like gaming with the mouse. I like to have my...
Yeah, for the whole
I like
spread.
To have it on there. So I was going to say, like, because they add things in there for adults that you don't catch. Because when I first watched the Shreks, I was like...
Do you remember
I was
where
a
you
kid.
Were?
I was
Everyone
a kid.
Does.
I remember I was sitting in front of the TV. But I was going to say, like, for example, like, you remember the catnip one? And
yeah,
he has it on him.
Yeah.
That, like, you
it
don't
was,
understand as a child, but then he's like,
boots.
That's not. He's like, that's not mine. But like that's like a funny thing adults don't understand. And then there's this other one. I don't know if you remember this one. And I watched it on YouTube the other day. I was fucking crying because as a kid you don't even fucking as a child you don't even fucking. But when Shrek walks into the Fairy Godmother's factory thing, and he's like, oh, we're from the Union. He's like, the Union. He's like, do you have any complaints or do you feel mistreated? And he's like, he pulls the speaker away. He's like, we don't even have dental. He goes, they don't even have dental. And it's the funniest. I was fucking crying, dude.
Oh,
I was laughing my ass off because I never caught that as an
even
as
back
a,
then.
As a child, my child didn't make sense. So like, oh, we're from the Union, but that's he was like fucking. That's why it was fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's funny.
But anyways,
no,
I did. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I did have one thing, and this is very obscure and random, and it's not funny at all, but. The caption, the way it's written, is really funny. So allow me to.
Does it say Yingling on that?
On what?
Yingling. I want to say it sounds Asian, but it's like actually like a Canadian beer, I think.
It gives me an Asian feel, but there's an eagle on it.
Mmm.
Yingling. Yingling.
It's since England.
Since 1829, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, dude, watch out. Alex is going to see that we drink out of our straws.
I was going to say, so, so long story short, there's an Instagram post I saw. There's a couple things I have, but so when hiking in the Ostel Valley, German hikers Erika and Helmut, very German guy, stumbled upon what they thought was the body of a recently deceased mountain climber. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was a very Arctic-y mountain. But what it was
snowy.
Yeah, what it was actually ice snow. They thought it was what they saw was a climber's body, and they reported it like, we just found a body. Mm-hmm. But what it was a near perfect preserved body from 5,300 years ago.
Shit.
That was just interesting. But the funny part was, the caption, because this news outlet said, however, it turned out that this was a remarkably preserved mummy named Otzi, which had been encased, but it was encased in ice for 5,300 years.
How do you know 5,300?
Because, well, carbon dating and a lot of the tissue was still there.
Oh, wow.
And also, there was
he still alive, being frozen in ice? That's what Walt Disney did. He froze his head or whatever.
I want you to think about that question before I get
obviously,
to
I'm being just, fucking stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are stupid. Asking. Okay. The mummy was surrounded by various artifacts, including... That one hurts you, so I apologize. I could tell by the shrug. Sorry.
No, I'm just like...
The mummy was surrounded by various artifacts, including a bow... This is the part that made me laugh. The way they worded this. A bow and quiver containing arrows, a copper-bladed axe, a flint dagger with a wicker sheath, birchwood vessels lined with maple leaves, remnants of a backpack, a leather pouch holding small items and clothing and shoes. Made from lick-lack leather.
Lick-lack leather? The fuck?
But anyways, but yeah, this couple thought that they were hiking and found a body, and then... Like, oh,
but it was just the lick-lack leather.
Yeah. But like the funniest thing is they see this body and they see this dude with leather moccasins and he had an arrow in him. He had an arrow
had
in him and he had a wicker sheath. And they're like, oh my God.
Sounds like my Skyrim.
Oh my God, this hiker, this poor guy was attacked. I mean, how many dudes, you know, nowadays carry a wicker sheath?
Dude, I just love like in the forensic lab, this guy's testing shit. This is lick-lack leather. Like, just say it's like a leather. Like, why the fuck does that matter?
Dude, the funniest thing
is... Dude, it goes in the Lick-Lack Museum.
Dude, the funny thing that I don't understand is, like, shit like this is, like, somehow on God's green earth, they find shit like this, and they know exactly who to call for this specific thing. Hey, are you a expert in ancient clothing and items and the way they did clothes? Like, what the fuck?
Do you know the guy with the really long hair with the mustache on Pawn Stars who knows, like, music stuff kind of sometimes?
Oh, Steve.
I don't know.
He has the tattoos?
No,
owns a guitar shop?
No, not him.
Oh.
It's this other really old guy.
I liked that guy.
Really old guy. That's who I see coming.
Wait, the guy with the hat?
No, that's...
That's the Clark Museum. That's the Beard of Knowledge.
Beard of Knowledge, yeah. He's kind of like him.
That's Mark from the Clark County Museum.
Mm, yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. Mark, do you think he's like, he gets it?
I thought you were about to say, does he fuck?
Yeah. Like,
if he has a wife, he probably does. With his pilgrim hat. But the funny thing is, the guy...
The average time humans have sex.
Dude, the funny thing
you know what he said?
The Clark, what?
You know, a human's body is like 80% water? Like, fuck, dude. Dude, no. The Beard of Knowledge.
The Clark County Museum guy, the funniest thing about Pawn Stars on that is he refuses to give prices on shit. And so, like, he'll explain all his history about it and give him this whole thing.
He's like, well, you're still fucked, Rick. You gotta
But at the end of it, it's like, so why the fuck do you call him? He didn't tell you how much it's worth. At the same time,
he authenticates if it's real.
I know, but at the same time, it's like, you still fucking don't know what it's worth. Like, but I guess they can just
Google. How many times does he drive down there? Like, he gets in his fucking...
But
like Mazda Miata.
But in reality, for how much exposure the show gets,
yeah, but
he gets free advertising.
But he doesn't own the Clark County Museum. He probably just works there.
He's the administrator,
not the owner.
But the top dog outside the people who own the building. So yeah, I would say.
I bet you he has a salary. When revenue goes up, they're not like, "Hey, Beard of Knowledge, who's."
He has a set salary by the government. I mean, it's a government-funded...
Yeah, so it's not going to go up. So he does it for the people.
Yes, because he's that dedicated.
He's the beard of knowledge.
Yeah.
I've always wondered. There's no way they're
not. And if he doesn't show up to Rick's shop, he's no longer the beard of knowledge.
Here's the thing. I've always wondered, you know, Rick texts him, hey, beard, do you got fucking, hey, I got this, 1960s Canon or whatever. Do you ever think he's like on his way there? 1960s Canon on Google. Yeah,
100%. That's the whole, all of them probably do that.
Really? Because it's weird that they go in, they're like, oh, this was actually, and then his signature did a little curly. It's like, there's no way you knew, like, all of this.
Oh, no human can. That's impossible.
The beard of knowledge. What if he shaves?
Dude, the funniest thing was, like, I was watching this one literally recently. You know how I get home and, like, when I'm eating, I, like, love to watch Pawn Stars or Diners or Drive-Ins and Dives. Those are my two. And, like, I'm watching it, and Rick goes to see a 19th century train. A 19th century train. He's like, I'll call one of my buddies who'll know all about it. And the fucking beard of knowledge walks in. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. And just knows everything about the fucking train. I'm like, okay, relax, buddy.
Ooh, this is a Stuart caboose. Well, and it's
the funny thing is, the train's massive, obviously. This is a train that...
How's he going to fit a train in his shop? I know.
This is a train that, like, the rich use back in the mining days, in the mining companies, you know, when they would have people live on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys with the twisting. Put that boy to work. Well, I'm saying, but like, the thing is, and that's like.
If you walk on the train.
He walks on the train, and it's just like, okay, wait, time out. It's like a big ass train. Doesn't the. Instead of looking at the walls or the couches, couldn't you just look at.
He looks at the bones.
Did you ever see
the bones?
Like
of the
when a real estate agent has good bones.
Yeah, it's got good bones in this house. So the framers did their job.
That's a go-to for any commercial or real estate agent. Like you're looking at a rundown thing. Good bones though. Good bones.
Or if it's too bad, it's like it might have arthritis.
What qualifies for good bones? Just no termites?
Yeah, fuck.
Is it no termites?
No, the
good bones.
Dude, you know there was that show on History. Actually, I never watched it.
I never had the privilege to. But.
No, here's the thing. I know why. It only lasted for like, I remember seeing an ad as a kid, and it was like, trains, trains, trains. And then this fucking grown-ass man, of course, he's got the conductor hat. He's like, hi, I'm Adam with fucking, I love trains, and it's everything I love.
He says the F word?
No, he doesn't say that, but I wish. Might have made the show last a little longer. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Let's just follow this virgin around.
I kind of like the conductor hat. It's funny.
Yeah, it looks, reminds me of Eminem hat.
Yeah, that he has like that.
Yeah.
Or like a Toby Mac hat, dude.
Sway. Sway in the morning.
Sway in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
And he's bald.
Wake your poke ass up. I hate when they do Land of the Hyenas.
Who are those ladies and why are they on the show?
I think it's a formality.
It's his mom, right?
I actually don't know.
Sway's mom is probably like,
we have your job, you're big time.
It's like,
we out there. I actually don't know.
They're at fucking family dinner. And his mom's all like, it's like, hey, I got a good idea for the show. The hyenas. Like, please don't do it.
And he had to because she owns a steak.
Yeah, it's fucking, didn't Lil Dicky say he was going to like fuck Michelle Obama?
Oh, this is what I wanted. What?
Yeah.
Well, she's a man.
I have seen that.
Michael
Obama.
Apparently. But anyways, this is a local thing that I thought was very interesting. This is not a joke.
Is this King County?
This is in Bellevue.
Is that Pierce?
I don't know.
It's Snohomish.
Maybe. This is not a joke. This was at the end of February. So a guy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it says Seattle man, but I think he lived in. Living in Bellevue. I don't know. Anyways, either
people
way.
Live in Buckley.
So either way. So, this guy, this is not a joke. This is a real article. This has really happened. So,
BuzzFeed said it happened.
A old rusted rocket, it's huge, was discovered in a Bellevue man's garage who bought it at an estate sale by an old man who passed away.
Little man just owns a rocket. Like,
no,
like one to go to
it's space. No, it's not.
It's like a missile.
The cops were called at some point. Don't know what happened and conspire that. It's a nuclear fucking missile. So this is the title. Old rusted rocket found in Seattle man's backyard is revealed to be an old nuclear missile. And so they had a, obviously, so it was reported somehow, the authorities found out, they had a bomb squad come out there because that's what they do with them and they disarm it. Fucking bomb squad gets out there and they start like, holy shit, this is a fucking nuke. So this dude.
Let's just show up in Seattle.
This dude.
They just, you can't crotch walk that somewhere.
However, the guy, oh, I'm saying he bought it at an estate sale. So this guy puts it in and his fucking trailer and fuck, whoever the fucking old dude got it, who fucking knows? Which the old guy, let's just say how old he was, probably got it in the 70s and 80s where it was wild, wild fucking west. There was nothing going on. Everyone,
a nuke.
He's probably coked the fuck out, grabbed it from somewhere. But this guy literally had an armed nuclear missile in his fucking garage because the bomb squad shows up when they show up. They find shit in rivers all the time where they have bomb squads come out and make sure it's not going to blow up or whatever. And the bomb squad gets them. They're like, holy shit, this is a fucking nuke. And everyone thought they were joking.
It's a fucking turtle from American Dad.
And then like, the feds came in, grabbed it, said, yeah, this is a fucking nuke.
It's ours now.
It was a fucking nuke.
Dude, what a night, though. Imagine you wake up, you're like, what the fuck happened? You look outside, there's a nuclear missile pointed at the sky.
And the thing's huge. It's like bigger than this couch.
Do you imagine that guy, like...
Okay, so and it's a sectional, by the way.
Yeah. It extends.
By the way, it's a sectional.
Do we span the camera just keep going?
It is a long couch.
It is. I'm happy to own this couch.
Yeah. By the way, we're not doing that bad.
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine? Okay, because what I can see is like Duper Tracy somehow just like owning like a nuclear missile or something. Like
come and take.
Yeah, no, but not knowing it. Can you imagine like all the nights that guy had with his boys where they're like throwing beer cans at it? One's riding it like, woo! And then like when they're like, oh, it's a nuclear warhead, he's just like, holy shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's what that was, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
But here's the thing.
Can they take it? It's his property.
Yes, they can take it. It's a fucking nuke.
Come and take it.
Yeah, I'm saying...
That's going to be the new next thing for conservatives. They're going to be like, I'm allowed to own nukes.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I've never understood. It's like, you know, like Chernobyl, all that shit. Mm-hmm. The shit that's always fascinated me.
Did you hear about the elephant toe?
Elephant foot. It's
fuck.
Yeah, the elephant's foot. It's not a toe. It's a foot. I was going to say, but like, that cannot... Like, you can't even be within range of it for more than
that
like...
That wasn't from a nuke.
Nuclear reactor.
Yeah, which is a lot. The shit hangs out a lot longer than...
Yes, but I was going to say the fascinating thing about that is, like, no one can even safely be near that thing for another, like, 10,000 years or something. That's the shit that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
Do you hear we're getting, like, nuclear power, though, now? Like,
yeah,
small
yeah.
nuclear reactors? Like, it's, like just clean energy.
Like the green glowing stuff from Rick and Morty.
That's portal juice.
Yeah, but that's the same concept. How it powered that whole fucking little town. And then he took it away.
Oh, are they talking about his portal gun?
No. I'm talking about when they went to that Mad Max kind of thing.
Those crystals.
Yeah.
And he had the big arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think... Somehow I always... Do you ever think it was like a dude? You're always like, the apocalypse could happen. Like, you don't think it will, but like...
Oh, it will.
I'll know what to do.
Apocalypse will happen. I'm not saying zombies running out of shit, but it will fucking happen 100%.
In our lifetime?
Yes. I think we got 20 years tops. What?
You okay?
No. Am I that outfetched?
No, I'm just, it's very...
I think we have 20 years tops before, like, shit hits the fan.
Something I heard and I think is good... One time I was talking to someone, and I was talking about, you know, they're like, oh, you ever going to have kids or something? I'm like, I don't fucking really want kids, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, no. Yeah. No,
it's
I'm like,
yeah.
But I'm
yeah.
like, I don't know. But
I feel like about the red table with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Never mind. That's
yeah, we'll get on that. But, like. This was, like, a couple years ago, but I'm like, no. And then they're like, well, like, what's your reasons? I'm like, I don't know, like, this world's so fucked up. Like, you know, do I really want to raise a kid in this? And I actually believe when they said this, very older person, they said, Jack, the world has always been fucked up. You're just growing up and realizing how fucked up it is. It's always been fucked. And, like, there are people always thinking an apocalypse is going to happen. It fucking could.
Yeah, well, they also paid $800 for the house they live in, though.
Yeah, that does suck. But that's why we built a little comedy. Dude, the fucking Rite
Aid. So that swayed you?
No. I was just saying it was a good point, but that was a couple of years ago. I'm more open to it.
I get that. I understand. Yeah.
I'm not like dying for a kid, like, oh my god, let me save it, let me have it save my relationship.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
People dude, like if you're that. Dude, the numbers for nowadays
baby numbers?
The numbers for divorce rates are fucking staggering. Staggering.
Yeah. Fucking, dude, those are some big
numbers. Dude, it's the very definition of negligence legally. That's what it's insane.
Negligence?
Negligence.
Like towards children?
I'm saying the act of marriage, the numbers in which the statistics come up that it fails, is how often it does, is the very legal definition of negligence. Like nowadays.
I thought negligence was when you like that's when you get charged for like negligence of a child of not caring for it.
Negligence of whatever.
Oh, of marriage.
I'm saying, but it's the very definition of negligence.
Do you believe in like polyamory? Do you think that would work?
What's that? Oh, like throuples kind of thing?
Or quadruples?
I mean,
do you think it could work?
No. Well, no. Yes. Yes. And I say that because I think some people, maybe it works for them. I mean, me, probably not, but I'm just saying.
Me, probably not.
I'm saying, but I could see how for people it could work in certain scenarios, I guess. Not for me, but I could see.
No.
I could see how it's like, oh, I don't want one. And if these people are all down equally,
but
then
the problem is just people get jealous and they're. Imagine,
but that's the whole thing, is that they all are down for it and they all know that they're all going to be sharing.
But that's not how it usually works.
Ask the fucking Mormons. It works for them.
Not actually. It's forced.
No, that's
you think true. They're happy? They're like, oh my god, it's Shaylee's turn to fucking, or
no.
Charla's turn. Chelsea's
no.
turn.
No, but once, it's like going into work. When you get used to it.
I think it works for some people, sure. Me personally, no.
That's what I just fucking said.
This is, I don't know. Well, no, what did you say?
I said that might work for other people sometimes, no, and you're like, well, you know.
Oh, you said the Mormons. I was saying that's forced.
Oh.
Yeah, the Mormons are forced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I think personally.
Yeah, it would work for you.
No.
Yeah, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
I just get the feeling. You would love the drama of it.
I don't actually like drama. You think I like drama?
Yes.
Really?
Unconsciously, I think so.
Unconsciously? I'm just like, ooh. I'm just like, ooh, I just want it. I want everyone to fight.
No, like, you don't know, but like.
I love good times. I love fucking just
no,
being
I know.
In peace.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm not saying you
I have
don't.
A lot of
I
peace.
I love peace, too. I love peace, too. I'm a big proprietor of peace.
Oh, you fight for your peace. You and this couch. Dude, I'm going to be your best man to you marry in this cushion, dude.
Me and this couch against the world, man.
Fuck. You want to buy it from me?
Dude, the sim, yeah, I'll give you fucking $80.
That's not what I had to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, it's nice and used, though. Yeah, well, it's a... Wait, buy it from you. I live in the same fucking house.
It's actually an appreciating asset. They're like, oh, it's a sectional.
Well, you know, like a car depreciates you drive it off the lot.
The couch
a couch goes up when you drive it off the lot.
If you get it delivered, though. If it's well-maintained. I mean, she got that little shaver for it, which is hilarious.
Because yeah,
it does need, it does get little
it
whiskers.
Does get pubes, it gets
yeah,
pubes.
Yeah, it's got little whiskers on
do,
it.
Do you think that's from abrasion?
I think it's just from, like, constant, like, the fluff underneath comes out. It's just from constant use.
But if it was to sit here, would it still happen? Like, no one's sitting on it, would it still happen?
I mean, Mother Nature takes its toll on any appliance.
Well, this is man-made.
Mother Nature takes its toll
inside on... Inside an insulated building?
Mother Nature is not bound by walls. Mother Nature sends its winds, our walls collapse.
Why are you speaking like a wizard?
It doesn't matter how good of the bones it is. If Mother Nature wants the house.
Ah, good bones.
Bad bones.
Good bones.
Arthritis bones. These bones fucking pop. No, I'm saying, dude, fucking, if it sat here, Mother Nature has its... You know what I never understood in those movies?
Oh, tell me.
Don't need
See,
that.
See,
that was ridiculous.
My bad.
Yeah.
It's on me.
Thank you. You know when they're like, you know... The kids are going through, like, you know, Old Man Jenkins' house, and then they, like...
Old Man Jenkins.
Or whatever the fuck.
Leroy Jenkins.
they grab the tome that's, like, on the, you know, pulpit thing.
Tome?
I don't know. They grab a book.
What's a tome?
It's like a big book.
A novel. An encyclopedia.
I believe a novel is a style of book. You have like a novel, a ballad.
But a novel is very long.
A big book.
It's a lot of ass. Dude, okay, listen, can we be honest? A child's movie that is hilarious to adults. B movie's got to be up there, dude. The B movie is geniusly. The B movie is geniusly fucking written, dude. Oh my god. That's a lot of pages. It's a lot of ads. Dude, that is the, as an adult, that is fucking hilarious, dude.
Anyways, where I was going with that was, what I don't get, we were talking about, if we sat this couch here, like say we just, you know what's also weird? When people don't live in the walls, there's always that smell when you come back. Kind of. It's like uninhabited home.
Like that new car smell?
No, it's not new. It's almost like no one's lived here.
That's that. Okay, when you're gone on vacation for a long time and you come back, like let's just say you go, you're gone to Hawaii and you're gone for a week. You come back, that smell is your smell. That's what you smell like. Like have you, like for example, have you ever been friends?
Yeah,
with a family, smell. And then like for example, we had family friends growing up, and we're like, oh yeah, they have a smell. Everyone has like a
scent. Do our smells connect now because we live with each other so long?
Well, yeah, we're in the same environment. I would say it does.
So we have the same smell.
Yes, we've had the same smell for a long time. Even at the first apartment, we had the same smell.
Oh, it was a gross smell.
I was saying, but you know what I'm saying? Like when you're gone for a long time, and then you come back home, that is what you smell like.
That's what I smell like. Interesting. Surprised it hasn't repulsed anyone.
And it's a weird thing because I've known, like when I was younger, I remember
if you closed your door for long enough. Like if you closed your door on vacation, then it would have that. It would have more of that smell than if you. It
well,
like
depending
bad,
on what you're doing on the vacation, it might smell a little putrid. But
I'm saying, say you closed your door before you left on vacation, came back 2 weeks later, it would have more of the smell. It's like it's entrapped in a container by the door. Because I remember that as a kid, because I'm like, I don't like that smell, so I keep my door open.
I guess. I mean, maybe.
Anyways,
when I was little, it's not a joke. When I was little, I
would you make your bed like perfectly to see?
No,
if
I just heard
that,
I heard entrapped, and I don't know why this is the first thing I thought of, and I think I saw it in like a cartoon or something like that. I must have been like 5 or 6. I think I was like 6 or something, and like this is because I'm so stupid, and I would open like a pot, and I go ah, and I close it. And then I'd open it thinking, go, ah! And it never did.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I remember trying to do that with something. I think my mom was cooking, like, bacon or something. Like, she turned around.
I'd listened to a seashell for the first time, and I'm like, oh, so, like, that.
How does that work?
I don't know.
That's fucking placebo.
It's wizardry. No, it's not placebo. It's a real thing.
Can we put a microphone up to a seashell and it picks something up?
Yes.
Yeah?
You think you're the first one to think of that? Mythbusters were 100 years ahead of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Adam Savage and Jamie Hyman?
It's a real thing.
Weird.
But, but if you think about how sound waves work, they come and they're gone. What?
It doesn't. How does the seashell work?
It doesn't. It's got to be like a lot
it's
of
ingrained into
a
the,
lot of people think, a lot of people thought was because what happened to seashells, you'd find one on the beach, whoa, and then you put your ear up to it, and because they're still waves from the ocean coming,
but it's like
it would go into your ears, but it also echo through the shell.
Yeah,
and so it sounds like it, but no, yeah.
Do you know my dad had a shell that he played like an instrument?
I thought you said he had a shell he played with.
No, like an instrument. He would like he had this
like he'd play a conch.
Yeah. So
don't ask how I know that.
Yeah, or whatever the fuck it was. It was this big shell, like yay big, yay tall.
How he'd blow into it like a
yeah. So I remember like we were like kids and he maybe this was like a nightmare. I don't fucking know. So he'd grab it and then he'd be like, I'm like, I thought he was like calling elk. I'm like, what is going on?
Wait.
Yeah, you can play shells as like instruments.
So like a hermit crab shell has a higher pitch.
Yeah, it's got a softer, you know, what is that? The golden ratio, you know, the fucking. A Fibonacci sequence, you know what a shell is?
How do you play a conch? You blow out forcefully through your lips, causing them to vibrate. Use your stomach muscles to blow the air out of your lungs, through your
mouth.
Keep your lips close together. Your lips should vibrate lightly, causing the conch to make a sound like a horn.
Yeah, that's what my dad did. Because that's what, you know, like in like Europe and stuff, you know, when they would have war, someone would like sound the battle. Well, like on like coastal islands, they would sound the shell to like a launch an attack. That's what pirates used as well as like a alarm clock for all the other seamen. I just made that up.
That is fucking dumb.
What do you mean? What else are you going to use? You're just going to yell? Wake up! Like, dude, imagine like being... Hey, imagine being woken up by a conch.
How much do crew of the Conch Republic employees...
Crew of the Conch?
83K?
Crew of the Conch? What do they do?
I don't know. It's this crew of the Conch.
We're advocates for conch shell. Imagine you go to a concert, they're just playing conches.
The lowest salary is 73K? Can I go to Conch?
Dude, Conch Fest?
Conch Con? Holy right. Shit, man.
Conch.
Plane. Oh, it's Conch Technologies.
Oh, okay, my. Here we go. This is from the Atlantis, Bahamas.
All aboard! Hi, my name is Alva. Monica Fisherman, also Kong Vendor. We've got here...
Those are big-ass shells.
King Kong.
King Kong.
That we eat as well, that they're making ceviche of. And we've modified some of them into a Kong horn. The size of the shell,
well, they
the
modified
shape of the
them.
Shell determines the sound, right? Kind of like a musical instrument.
Oh, this you one. Hear that?
I,
the size of the shell.
This guy here is more like a bass horn. As you can see,
it's a bass conch. Hey, it's a bass conch.
A bass conch?
Listen.
Be a lot different from this guy.
That kind of sounded the same.
Little young thing here. Let's see what she sounds like.
Okay. Oh, we got different notes. So, dude, if you could pick up said conches fast enough, you could play a rhythm of different notes. Or you just, like, drill holes in them, and then you can, like, play them like a clarinet.
Like a flute.
I think the oboe doesn't get enough attention. As a woodwind instrument, personally. I don't know. Fucking Squidward played the clarinet.
The fucking oboe?
Yeah. Dude, I watched a guy play a clarinet and an oboe at the same time, dude. Just fucking...
Just dual just, dicks.
Like,
just
dude, he was like 80, but I knew he got laid after that concert.
He's nah, just he
like,
probably didn't.
Oh, they were lining up outside his bathroom.
Fucking who?
The groupies.
Who, the fucking 55-year-olds?
Yeah,
fucking...
for an 80-year-old, that's still weird. Is that weird? Like, yeah, it is, right?
What?
80-year-old and a 55? Yeah, it's still weird.
None of it's fucking weird.
If it goes over 20 years, at some point it's weird.
No, because, like, at that point, 55, you're already past middle age. You're almost a fucking senior at that point. And this is just an older senior. So no,
are you going to be a buffet senior?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Buffet senior. They all succumb to the buffet at one point.
I feel like you're going to tell fake war stories when you're a senior.
I'm going to tell fake war stories? Like Stolen Valor?
To like little kids.
I show up in a fucking Navy SEAL. Yeah, it's twice decorated.
You go to your grandkids' Veterans Day fucking chapel.
What the fuck? Like, why would you think I would do that? That's Elijah, bro. Elijah probably do that.
Well, he makes muskets.
Yeah, he probably would do that.
I kind of forget he exists sometimes.
Here's the thing, though. Like, once the world goes to shit, he's probably not in that bad.
Well, he's got all those quail, which a lot of meat on quail these days.
No,
he's
it's got to like
fatten them up.
Self-sustaining. Well, he does bushcrafting. That's a survival.
Self-sustaining and not owning the home or paying.
Okay, dude. You know how like...
Can you say this on the phone? Or are they going to talk about him?
No, oh, I was okay. Going to say, you know like how like a lot of pages and companies like will do like, especially Barstool, they'll do like challenges. Like, do you ever see when Jersey Jerry... They have a golf simulator, and they had him hit it until he hit a hole in one. It took him days, and there's like a clock running, 24 hours a day. He's just hitting. He found the guy. I'm saying, so if we if I sat there, I gave you like a flat piece of wood, like a couple little pieces of kindling, whatever, fucking string, a stick. How long do you think it would take you to create a fire? No lighter, no sparks, like just friction.
32 hours.
32 hours. That's very specific. Why?
Because
I was going to say like 5 or 6 hours.
I think I wouldn't take it seriously for the first day. And then when I realized I'm stuck on this, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I got to really yeah. do this. That's how I know. I'd be like, and then I was like, fuck, I got to do this. And then I'd do it. Yeah. Is that the challenge you give me?
No, I don't know. How long do you think it lasts in the wild?
With just my wits about me?
Yeah, just your wits.
Mm.
Like I'm saying, like you were driven up a few hours up.
There's I've been mountain, preparing there's... for it for years. I don't eat that much, so I'm chilling there.
You're good for a minute.
I'm good for a minute.
You're like, do I have my backpack and prescription?
I'm lasting a long time.
Yeah, though. You're good. You're good at least a few weeks there.
30 days. I'll be chilling.
No, unfortunately, you'd be fucked even then, but.
No, here's the thing. Are you with me? Us together, I think we could last.
I think we have good problem solving as a collective.
As a unit.
As a collective.
I think you have a lot that I don't have, and I have a lot that you don't have. I think you have a lot that,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's that yin and yang.
Or I also give up really easily.
Or
so.
The yin yang. Yin and yang.
And you don't, so then you'd figure something out, then I'd feel threatened. I'm like, well, I have to figure this next thing out. So.
And then you figure that, yeah, it'd be perfect. Yeah, we keep each other going.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, but then, no, I think I'd choose you in a survival situation. One, already comfortable with. I don't have to, like, get past the weird awkwardness.
Well, I don't think if we're surviving, we need to be comfortable with.
But at the same time, it's like, imagine if someone random, and you're like, fuck, it's cold, but I don't want to ask them to, like, you know. Fuck
well, if
it.
You're going to die, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
Why Zen, dude?
I don't know. But, no, I think, here's the thing. I think alone, I actually don't even know the span of time, but if there was a span of time, alone would be this. With, like, you, I think it would be... Because then I'd have a reason.
That's fair. You have morale also.
I have more what?
Morale.
Yeah, exactly. Because then, I mean, just me by myself, I'm like, I'm just going to sit here until someone finds me or I die. Like, where am I going?
I also watch a lot of... This is unrelated.
Where actually, have time to watch all this stuff?
It is related. I watch a lot of...
Is this what you do in the bathroom before showers?
I do that a lot. Yeah.
It's like, you always
did,
say
did,
you
did
watch
you know,
so much,
like,
and, like,
male,
I don't...
Like,
I can't watch
like
anything.
Like, males... spend, I forgot, it's an astronomical number you would never know. I think in their lifetime they spend, like, it's years amounts of time on the toilet because of the fact that they want, like, peace for a minute.
Really? I don't think I've... Oh, maybe.
Yeah. No.
Wow. Interesting.
Anyways, I'll just say, like, I've watched a lot of videos about, like, I don't even, the thing is, like, my algorithm is so up and down, like, most of the time,
it's just like it's death videos and.
I was gonna say YouTube. YouTube, it's not that. I was gonna say YouTube, it's fucking.
But somewhere else it is.
It's cooking and CDL, Call of Duty. It's cooking and Call of Duty. All those videos, and then every so often it's mafia documentaries and survival shit. That's the other two it rotates to. And oh, also I used to fucking. This might be psychopathic. I don't know. This
probably.
I think it is.
We've already.
I told Alex this. She thought I was a psychopath.
She's like, no, I'm leaving.
Like,
I got my reason.
I would fall asleep sometimes to, like World War II, you're in a foxhole and hear gunshots in the distance.
I could see that as peaceful.
Yeah, like, you're pop, 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 pop,
pop. I could see that as peaceful.
In the distance, yeah.
Because the best sleep I think you'd ever get would be in that foxhole. Why? Because you just spent 30
hours. Yeah, why
hours,
was what I was looking for.
30 hours getting there, and then you finally are chilling.
Yes!
And the bullets aren't right in front of you. They're in the distance, and your subconscious knows they're in the distance, so it's like, I can dig my feet in.
Nuzzle.
It's just like,
I think that'd be kind of, okay, not like cool.
Waking up, it's like,
I wouldn't want to be in war. But like, in a foxhole, at least like, dude,
on
you're,
the front
on, a
lines
in
the
you're
war?
On a dirty head glitch.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But you're a sniper's dream also.
Sniper's got to hit that fucking head glitch, though.
Dude, I would love to be a sniper.
It's kind of... I'm not saying...
Who would be the sniper? Who would be the spotter?
I'm guessing I'd be the spotter.
I think we'd swap.
I'd want to be the sniper, to be honest, but I think I'd be the spotter.
I think we'd swap.
I think we'd try...
Not like wives, but swap, like...
if I'm actually taking this completely serious, I know that in my heart of hearts, I want to be the sniper. And I think that we would swap for a little while.
But I think I want to be this water gun.
Really? Oh. For some reason, I thought you would be the better sniper and I would be the better spotter.
Ah, that might be right.
But I want to be the sniper. And so I'm going to be sitting there like...
Which why we would swap. I'm like, hey, there's a kid down there. Get him.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, oh, I can get those ones.
I can kill those.
Dude, there's one down there. I'm like, oh!
This is like, oh, can I have this one? Oh, come on. I can get these ones, see? I can get those guys.
Or are we stopping and just randomly picking up shit? Yeah.
Just a fucking random kid grabbing a papaya.
I'm not gonna shoot it.
Well, what if he's picking up a gun? It's like American Sniper. You know that one? He's like, please don't pick it up. Please don't pick it up. And the kid's picking up the AK.
Yeah, then you...
I send one through his chest. Game over, bitches. Yeah.
And that's when I'm the spotter. I'm just like, you piece of shit.
Yeah. You pulled the trigger.
But then you...
Dude, okay, you know why? The funniest part about that is because, like, dude, all the times that we play, like, CSGO or Valorant, and I'm, like, rushing into fucking... into the bomb site, and I like see a guy, and I'm like, oh my, oh shit, there he is. I'm like behind him, and I just see his body falls back, and you're like, got him.
That's happened so many times. Dude, I'm fucking crying.
Because like randomly, like we're fighting, and I start laughing. Like what? I'm like, dude, I was just right there, and I saw the whole fucking thing.
I remember how that started, but to be honest, I think you'll hear me laugh, like right, like, because I know you're like right here, because I can see you're like, I'm like.
Yeah, the point. No, the point is because like usually I'm saying like you're offing, and I'm usually pushing, or like usually you have a sniper because like you like prefer that over, and then most time I'll just grab an AR or whatever. So I'm pushing it. And I'm like, hey, there's a guy top cat and smoke. And like I'll be going to get that guy, and then from a distance I'll be seeing him, and I'll just see pushing his body once back, and you're like, got him. That's why I start laughing when you're sniping because I usually see the bodies. Dude,
well, to be honest, when I'm I don't know why we're getting so in-depth into this. A lot of the times...
A lot of times when I'm rotating?
No, a lot of times, let's be honest, in Valorant, it was us two left.
Yeah, that's true.
So a lot of the times, it's like, if I did have an op, which I haven't used as much lately. I need to get back on that. I don't have an op crutch, okay? But no, I'm watching. But dude, to be honest, like, you would, like, scope someone out, and I see you, like... So I'm, like, watching you, and, like, I have your back. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there, so then I see them, and then there's one behind you, I'm like, oh, shit.
Me, got him.
Got him.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyways.
Well, that's all I got. That was like
that's all I got.
45 minutes of them. Check out patreon.com/ATLT. And see you next week.
See ya.
And
see ya.
Rowdy up in here.